Now we know that tomorrow Bush is going to visit Sedgefield. Maybe Blair thinks this is going to help him get re-elected. Well, the decent people of Sedgefield are organising a special welcome for Mr. Bush, and Peter Smith is here to tell you about it.
Greetings from the anti-war movement in the Northeast to this fantastic demonstration. Bush and his shameless British running dog are heading north tomorrow. Why don't you come north tomorrow? If just 5% of you came north tomorrow, we could shut that photo opportunity down. Please consider getting in cars, heading north on the A1M, come off at Junction 60, and we'll have a hell of a day. We know Bush's plans. He's going to be helicoptered to Tony Blair's house for tea and biscuits. I am hoping that it'll be coffee and pretzels. And maybe this time the pretzels will win. They are then moving to a pub in Sedgefield at the bottom of the village, the Dun Cow Inn. The Dun Cow Inn is an excellent pub. It serves lovely beer. And we all know what our Queen thinks of W. He thinks that... She thinks, doesn't she, you know this, that W is the black sheep of the family. And in the Dun Cow Inn, Tony Blair will have to raise a pint of English ale to toast the president, and it's got to be black sheep bitter. The good news is that the cathedral visit is definitely off, and we are therefore relieved of the dreadful thought that these two men might have been praying together, the so-called Christians, in Durham Cathedral. That's off, and the reason why it's off is that the bulletproof limo will not cross the bridge. It's too heavy. It's too heavy and it's too wide, and the bridge could collapse. So they tried to persuade the church authorities to helicopter him in onto Palace Green, and the churches, to their great credit, would not allow it. So everybody, get in your car, come north, and let's have one final push and get rid of George Bush.